Okay, I got to get this out. Pardon me for stumbling on my words. Merry Christmas to all you partially insane people out there. Okay, the great homogeny. As of late, I'm sure it's common knowledge now that some of the fears of AI are, you know, getting your job taken away. You know, you learn how to do stuff, and then artificial intelligence or machinery comes in and takes over and makes your job skills obsolete. This is something that's been going on since the First World War, right? So that's what I wanted to get across, is that now it's common knowledge, but man, I can't help but think it's always, or has often been, common knowledge since it's been going on, right? The industrial age, allowing people to, you know, make stuff with machinery, steam engines, et cetera, et cetera. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about the job skills. Depending on how old you are, you may really relate to what I'm saying. You went to college, maybe you went to college, vocational school, maybe you've learned how to do something that now is taken over by machinery or computers or AI or robotics. And of course, this is now becoming a very obvious problem. Again, it's hard for me not to think it hasn't always been an obvious problem. But, you know, what I'm talking about here is... Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Hey, you know, what I'm talking about here is obsoleteness. You know, how since the industrial age, right, in the 1900s, late 1800s.
Phone?
What's that?
Are you on the phone?
No, I'm doing a podcast right now.
Got it.
Now.
I was like, not going to interrupt, and I was just, my mind is like, okay, I don't want to.
And so since the industrial age, they have been making people's jobs obsolete, right? And so now it's become even more obvious with artificial intelligence and with computers. More and more people are seeing how they're losing their jobs, and they rather have to come up with new job skills or go unemployed, right? And so this is becoming now a huge problem, especially with cars that drive themselves. Now we don't need the truckers and all this stuff. It's become more and more of a problem. I've been seeing this problem since early on as a musician. I went to two music colleges to learn classical music and then jazz. And then pretty much non-music took over. So you really don't need musicians these days. We were kind of, in my lifetime, we were the first to go. And it was the digital age that took it over. And now, of course, with an iPhone, all you need to do is drag and drop, and you're a musician. Congratulations. You know, that really is what's, you know, it pretty much blew all the musicians out, unless you're part of the good old boy club, what I like to call the Jew club, because the Jews were smart enough to maintain culture. And so there, you can only have so many, you know, rock stars and musicians in one eye, and not everybody can be one, right? They were very smart like that. The Jews have always been very culturally,
they know to manage
smart
talent.
Yeah.
They know there's a lot of talent out there.
Yeah.
You know, they understand. I don't know.
And they maintain it to, you know, but not everybody wants to. See, my problem was, although somewhat related to Jews, I myself was never a Jew. So I did not get the sort of, you know, it's just that much easier. I'm not saying if you're Jew, then it's easy. You got to fucking ride. You know, that I'm not saying that. I'm saying that, you know, there's these levels, and then being a Jew is part of that level, but then you got to be part of the Jew class that's controlling the shit.
Can't be a complainer.
But if you are, you're young. I know that from working in Hollywood.
Right. There's a lot of complaining.
Shut up. Shut up and enjoy the free meal because they have really good catering. But anyway, this whole, I have a friend of mine that he was the first that told me about this. He's done very well successfully, financially. But also, one of the problems he's always had, and probably has even more so now, is that he's unemployable. Get this. See, I think the guy went to Harvard or some shit. I don't know. You know, back in the 80s. No, he went to Berkeley. That's right. He went to Berkeley. But anyway.
Unemployable?
Really smart guy. Way smarter than me. And he really is unemployable. Well, here's the thing. To do any job, your brain has to be there, or else you're just a zombie. And then you just go kill yourself. You know, right?
Or die slowly.
Yeah, you know, we are creative spirits, man. We are, you know, if we have a purpose, it's that everyone get to engage in the creative life that they have. Yeah, man. So the problem is this unemployable situation where more and more of us are becoming unemployable, especially if you're older. If you're younger, then, well, you don't know anything. So you're nice and fresh. You're fresh for the picking. I've got so much skills that are no longer needed on this planet that it's ridiculous. And you know, I'm a human being. There's no way I'm going to get rid of my beloved skills of being able to whatever it is that I do.
You have to be able to make something. That seems like the new gig economy. Like, the truck drivers are going to lose their gigs to, you know, automated driving. But it seems like they can never replace a cabinet maker or someone who can make something, because there's a lot of people who just don't have that ability to make something.
But we squared everything off, so, man, the machines can do it now. And now, even with 3D printing, oh, my God.
It just seems like there's a niche for handmade stuff still. Seems like I know a lot
there's a niche, but that's not going to feed people. That's not going to allow them to, you know. No, only for the niche. That's why it's called a niche.
Right.
The old paradigm's going away. I'm very excited about this. The new paradigm of people realizing that they have to embrace their creative side and their spiritual and creative side, I think, is really where the new paradigm is going. I don't know.
Perfect example. There's no computer that can teach you jiu-jitsu. You can't roll around with the computer and get the feeling, period. You can't. There's not going to be.
Okay, well, but you know what?
I've
been deeply immersed in that world, and I'm glad you pointed that out. Very hard to feed the family off of.
No, I understand.
So again, it's a niche thing. The guys that are doing it are part of a corporate sort of thing, and those of you that really do jiu-jitsu know that, well, there's a price you pay, whereas the level of artistic expression the level goes down, right?
Yeah.
So when you want to keep the level up high, and that's what we all want to do, we all want to do what we do at its highest level that were possible, right? Yeah, man, you're not going to feed your family with that for the most part, right? It's so saturated, too. In Hawaii, there's more Gracie Jiu-Jitsu and Jiu-Jitsu studios in Hawaii than there are Starbucks.
Right, that doesn't surprise me.
So nobody's going to pick that up. But, well, if you're part of the engine, again, if you're part of that engine.
It's almost like Walmart. It's become Walmart of Jiu-Jitsu.
Though? I love the Gracie Jiu-Jitsu.
As far as reputation goes, they have the. It seems like they have one of the best forever.
Well,
I
think they've done such a great job of teaching online. That's why I love them. You know, and you say that I've taught Kung Fu guys online, and you might go, well, how do you know if they did good or not? Because I met them before I trained and saw where they were at. Then I taught them online for a year, and then I met back up with them with other martial artists that I was unaffiliated with, and then had the guy roll with them, so to speak, right? And it was amazing. It was amazing. 1 year of on, and all he, not even a partner. It was just him online training, and the guy learned Kung Fu. It was incredible.
Right.
So, and you can do that with jiu-jitsu. I, guys compliment me all the time on my role, well, of how old I am and how well I do rolling, right? What I don't tell them is most of what I've learned jiu-jitsu-wise has been online, you know? So anyway, yeah, there again, we, you know, making obsolete another jiu-jitsu instructor, right? And I didn't have to pay any money for those jiu-jitsu lessons either, right? So I was able to learn a lot of jiu-jitsu and then use it, you know?
The internet is really, I don't know, it's hard to say. It seems like there's some type of advertising gimmick, though. If someone goes and sees jiu-jitsu online and tries to learn something, maybe they'll seek out an actual person, or maybe I'm just delusional. And
no, you know what? The attrition rate is horrible in jiu-jitsu and in martial arts in general. Unless you're teaching kids, because then you're babysitting. But yeah, if you get 10 people joining your school, you're lucky to get one to stay.
You just hit the nail on the head. It's all about the kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Yeah. And pretty soon the robots will be taking care of that as well, right? And to a great, to some degree, they are. I know when I was paired off,
The kids are stuck to their iPads all the time. That's their new babysitter, right?
Well, we use cameras and whatnot to watch the kids. So,
right.
I'm sure I'm not the only person to have figured that out. You know, to keep working and then just keep watching the kids and monitoring what they're doing on your phone and whatnot. So yeah, I'm saying, man, that we have a very challenging situation coming up. However, it's not a new situation. And that is that more and more, we don't have to work for a living. In fact, working for a living is kind of very, very old paradigm. And what we are going to have to do for a living now is to be creative, to be very creative and genius and very positive spirit minded.
About the Kung Fu Hustle.
Yeah. I didn't see the movie.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking of the movie.
Oh, I thought you were referring to the movie.
No, there's
the Kung Fu Hustle.
There's a black guy on YouTube, and he has a channel, and it's called Kung Fu Hustle.
Black guys rule Kung Fu, man. And, especially in New York.
It's not really anything about Kung Fu. He just talks about all his little hustles. The guy just has 100 little hustles. He said Kung Fu Hustle.
The multiple hustle thing.
Yeah.
You know, I think the oldest profession in the world is going to be probably the only profession or one of the few professions left, which is prostitution.
Or cooking. They're always, people are too lazy to cook. I think people always go places and get food.
But boy, they're, you know, McDonald's has already got those automated. Oh, come on.
No, McDonald's
hey,
is so
I've
gross.
Lived, I have yeah. lived, I, in fact,
I don't know. It makes me tired and sluggish in a half hour every time.
So does
that Taco Bell. It just tastes so good going down.
In your brain, you got to time it. You got to time it.
It's a
so
sodium
you're,
bomb. Just
you have
like,
to be spiritually strong.
Yeah, no, my son looks like you're an idiot. What's wrong with you?
I lived off of McDonald's for 1 year, off their dollar menu. And I saved all the receipts in Bibles. So I so that way in the future, I could literally say, I swear on a stack of Bibles that I lived off of McDonald's for a whole year. Because in the thrift shops, they would give you the Bibles for free. And I would use them to put the receipts in.
Yeah. Interesting.
So I still have them. I got them in my storage unit. A box of Bibles with McDonald's receipts.
You talking about the dollar menu at McDonald's? There was a time when they had 29 and 39 cent hamburger and cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
And we would just go with $5 and get 12 or whatever, and just eat as many as we could and put them in the fridge.
There's a trick with the dollar menu. First of all, you gotta do intermittent fasting. Then, when you finally do eat, you just eat one burger, and that's it. And man, your body will use that, and man, it could fuel you. You can live off of one McDonald's burger
a day.
Easy. Easily.
If I'm active, no matter what I eat, my body uses it as fuel.
Yeah.
Like if I break a leg, I'll gain a
when
little
are you ever not active, man?
Yeah. If I break a leg, if I have a cast, I'll gain weight. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah. Right,
but all in the face from the pictures I've seen.
Yeah, that was alcohol too. That
you
was
can't see this guy. He's a very good looking guy. But it's funny. He showed me a picture of him and his face was huge, but his body didn't change. So it's if there's anybody out there that does that, I've never seen that. Just the face. And you know what? Your face is, you look beautiful now. It's not like your face is now like got thin and then you got skin hanging down your chest.
Right. No, I feel I'm a second away from 40 sacks.
40 sacks?
Yeah. 40 sacks. Hey, baby. You're so beautiful.
Talking to Luna, not me. Definitely not talking to me. I know I'm not pretty anymore. You know how I know? I don't get any of those dates anymore. I used to get dates all the time. Now, nothing.
No, you said that a couple times. I just think you feel, I don't know, you're just right. It rains, and it, you know, there's a dry season and a rainy season. You're just a rainy season.
Yeah, I'm enjoying. And, I'm enjoying
I'm
the.
I'm not sure if we live in the best spot to randomly date. In Los Angeles, I could see both of us probably having multiple dates a day. If we were right.
Oh, you hit that one hard on the head right there.
You have to hang out with more than just me if you want to get lucky with the chick.
You know what? I have guys that hang out with me thinking that I'm going to bring them some play. And I'm like, that's not happening right now. No, you're right. Not in this location.
You remind me of two of my best friends, him and his dad. And they're both just players. You're right.
You know, the thing is, you know what? One of my buddies that, out here in the streets, a 67-year-old guy, right? Has play like a mad dog.
He told me about this.
But he's hanging with the meth chicks, right? Yeah. But here, check this out, right?
That's strange in itself.
He just told me today that today he hadn't done meth. He's 67 years old. Hadn't done meth for 16 years. And he says yesterday he picked up a quarter of meth and fucking sported the whole homeless community, or I don't know, some kind of story. But I'm like, dude, 67. Now, if you told me that, I'd go, dude, what the fuck's wrong with you? But a 67-year-old man that's been sober this whole time, and now he's going, like, because the other day he says he felt like he was going to kill himself, right? So I figure,
that seems like
so. I'm like, well, if you're going to kill yourself, you might as well go ahead and fucking buy a quarter ounce of fucking meth and go out with a bang.
It's not what I buy, but it's maybe a Viagra. No, anyways, I want to show you a picture of my buddy Jerome.
Right.
And just you are a combination of him and his father. And his father passed away from fucking lung cancer.
No,
rapidly.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but that's my boy Jerome. I don't know if you can see it. He's got a fucking. But you remind. I'm telling you, you guys remind me.
I think we both kind of resemble Brad Pitt.
Yeah,
you know?
He's
we're
Japanese.
Both Brad Pitt kind of looking guys.
He's Japanese German. His dad's Japanese.
That's why.
Yeah.
I wonder what Brad Pitt is.
But
I'm not gay or anything. But
he's just a good looking dude. Since I was a little kid, Brad Pitt was
talented.
A good looking dude.
He's talented too. You know, he does jiu-jitsu.
Doesn't surprise me. I like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I like him too. He dates crazy chicks. I don't think you would know anything about that.
No. Did you happen to see the Walmart? This was actually sold at Walmart on the sweater. And it's Santa, Let It Snow with cocaine lines. They actually had it and they had to pull it off the shelf.
Yes.
But they let it.
Did you see the last South Park episode with cocaine?
No.
It was at Integrity Farms, which is the, you know, they couldn't sell pot, so he decided to do snow, Integrity Snow, which is cocaine. And then, and every, it turned out that the whole town got into doing coke, and he even turned Santa and Jesus Christ onto doing coke. Like, you know, they even got Christ to do coke, and they were like, Christ is like, no, man. He's like, oh, come on, Christ, just a little, just try this, really, it's really good. And so he does, and he's like, yeah, okay. He's like, hey, yeah, that's like really clean.
Aren't the guys who write that show Canadians? Okay, good. I'm just glad they're Canadian. Oh, shit. Yeah, so, that's pretty funny.
Anyway, listen. This is Integrity Radio, and I want to thank you. I want to also wish you, this is Merry Christmas. I always say Happy Atheist Christmas to everyone. And just to let you know,
my mom says it best. Christmas is for kids.
Christmas is for kids.
That's what my mom says, and you're not a kid, Mark.
Damn, that's harsh.
Harsh. Oh, look, you think this emotional damage came overnight? I love you, Mom. Just kidding.
Yeah, so, I don't know if I'm going to do another. This might be the last episode of the season. I keep threatening, but then I get these ideas, and I'm like, man, I gotta share them with the Anchor crew here. So you are listening to Integrity Radio, which is on anchor.fm/integrity. Of course, you can find this podcast wherever podcasts are broadcast, such as iTunes and all that, Google Play and all that. Integrity Radio. Share it with your friends and call in. Get the anchor.fm app. It's free and you can use it to call in and respond to any of this nonsense you're hearing. If I don't for some weird reason do another episode after this one and go into season 4, you believe that? Season 4 of Integrity Radio coming up. Then hey, Happy New Year and all that stuff too, but chances are there's a lot going on right now, so I'm probably gonna do a finale season cap, or maybe this will be one long episode like the last one. The last episode I did like tons of like music and just jamming on my synthesizers and shit like that. So, okay guys, I will talk to you guys later. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned. Here's a blast from the past from 2017, about this time of year. It's called All or None. Enjoy.
You are just making some buzz and waves throughout Anchorman, and I hope it goes on charts.
Everybody is a star. The only problem is some people haven't been put in the dipper and pulled back on the world.
Says I got the wrong attitude.
So why? What did I do?
Everything you do, amazing, phenomenal work, man. I am just...
Time he used to make my big toe shoot up in my boot. He did it so good.
just every time you drop a track, I love it. Every time you drop a track, it's got me.
He give it all to you. And that's what you want. You want it all or not?
Give the world everything we got.
Trying to spread a little joy and love together to show the world that the end is not yet, that I got to take you higher.
I love the world passionately. Fight for humanity. Love everyone.
Doctor, when I die, I want to be buried right in the same coffin with you. You're the finest, most decent, most deeply humane man I've ever known. I'm putting you down for additional medication, son. Thank you, Doctor. Pusher should receive the death penalty.
Individuals like yourself, Integrity Radio. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
So why? What did I do?